I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend, we welcome in the annual squirrel hunting season in West Virginia. We'll preview that annual tradition coming up after this. You know, there was a time when squirrel season was as big in West Virginia as the opening day of buck season is today. Now, that may seem hard to believe, but biologist Keith Krantz with the West Virginia DNR remembers those days.
You know, 40 years ago, it was the deal, you know, and everybody went. And it's just not like that anymore because of time constraints, and that whole age group of hunters has grown up and grown out of that squirrel hunting tradition. We're much more affluent today, and people just don't do it very often. And I would hope that this early season, and people will say it's hot, but if you go first thing in the morning, it really isn't. I hunt a lot in the very first thing in the morning. By 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm done. And it's very comfortable.
This year, as he said, to accommodate an earlier opening to the bow hunting season, the squirrel season is opening in early to mid-September. The idea is to hopefully recapture the popularity of squirrel hunting among kids.
The reason why we brought the season in earlier was a direct result of this hunter recruitment and retention working group that we put together. And one of the recommendations, or the findings of that group, and then it followed as a recommendation, was that there's been a tremendous transition from squirrel hunting in the past 20 years to bow hunting. And many of these parents are now bow hunters. And they may go squirrel hunting for a day or two, but according to the national surveys, we've lost two-thirds of our squirrel hunters. And squirrel hunting is an excellent way for people to learn woodsmanship and scouting and their trees and all that stuff. And our findings were that we were getting away from that. We were actually losing that tradition. So we brought the squirrel season in earlier.
And I asked Krantz what we can expect for squirrel numbers this year.
I wouldn't suspect, because our mast crop was off last year, and mast drives the populations of small game animals. So I wouldn't suspect that we'll have a bounty year. But we should have an abundance of squirrels.
Although there are still a lot of leaves on the trees, you'll find considerable squirrel activity. You'll just have to look a little harder up in those branches. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.